Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover every detail, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today, we're in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13, 14, and 15. They read, "When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, 'I will surely bless you and give you many descendants.' And so, after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised." So the Hebrew writer here is extending his argument about the fact that it's worthwhile holding on. It's worthwhile remembering what you've done and what God has already done for you. It's worthwhile holding on to faith, hope, and love in God. In verse 12, he's talked about the inheritance that is theirs. He does not want them to become lazy, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Who comes to mind when we think about someone with faith and patience inheriting what has been promised? Well, of course it's Abraham. It's true for us, but especially true for the Jewish Christians to whom the writer is writing. Abraham is the one. He is the hero, the father of faith. And God made a promise to Abraham. And what kind of promise was it? Well, the promise is first recorded in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, your father's household, go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." And those promises are repeated not only to Abraham, but actually these promises about the people, the nation, and all that are repeated. Genesis 15, Genesis 26, when God appears to Isaac and repeats that kind of promise. Genesis 28, 13 to 15, and even in Exodus, when God is speaking there, verses 6 to 10. So the writer is saying, your confidence in God is not wishful thinking. It's based on God's promises and on his very nature. And God's oaths are very important in the Old Covenant. God swears on oath to David in Psalm 89 and Psalm 132. Jewish people expected these to be fulfilled in the Messiah from those passages. God swore to judge Israel for their sins, and he did so in Psalm 106. God swears by himself to guarantee what he says is going to happen, and that he will not change his mind. Psalm 110, verse 4, Isaiah 45, verse 23. A few examples of God swearing by himself would include Isaiah 45, verse 23. "By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will swear." That's God acknowledging, saying that he will be acknowledged on the day of judgment. Likewise, he swore by himself a judgment on the royal house of Judah, Jeremiah 22, verse 5. "If you do not obey these commands, declares the Lord, I swear by myself that this palace will become a ruin." And that did indeed happen. He swears by himself judgment on the Jewish refugees in Egypt, Jeremiah 44, and on Israel, Amos 4, verse 2. "The sovereign Lord has sworn by his holiness, the time will surely come when you will be taken away by hooks, the last of you with fish hooks." He swears by his own holiness there. And there are many other examples in Jeremiah 49, Jeremiah 51, and so on. The writer to the Hebrews has these thoughts in mind about God's nature of his oaths, and he's writing to people who would have understood that. Sometimes we forget the confidence that we should have in God because he is so dependable and he does not change his mind. We will inherit the promises that God has given all Christians if we hold firmly to the end the confidence that we had at first. God made a promise to Abraham. It came to pass, some of it in his lifetime, some of it in lifetimes to come. And that's what we will see too if we hold on to him. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 16. But until then, our church work can be found at nwlcc.org, my email, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and you can find us in iTunes. Just type in MCCX and look under podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.